We have the gospel account of Mark, where our Lord appears to Mary Magdalene first, and the apostles don't believe her, and they don't believe the two disciples coming from Emmaus at first. And Jesus upbraids them for their lack of belief, not so much because they didn't believe what other people are telling them, but because they didn't believe, because Jesus said that he was going to appear after 3 days. And so they should have been expecting people to say that they've seen him, but they didn't. So they didn't believe our Lord's words more than the words of those who said they saw Jesus after he rose from the dead. But at the end of his visit to them, to the 11 in the upper room, he gives them that universal commission to go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Jesus had been preparing them for this very moment where he would send them all out to spread the good news, the gospel, to every man on earth, that only in the name of Jesus would anybody be saved. Only in the name of Jesus, as we heard earlier in the week. And in the first reading, Peter and John are still with the Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin are trying to figure out what to do with these two men who are preaching the name of Jesus and curing this crippled man, and everyone is clinging to Peter and John and listening to him and being convinced of what their words and their preaching about Jesus. And they can't think of anything to say but to threaten them not to speak in the name of Jesus. And Peter and John are saying, our whole lives are dedicated now to completely spreading the name, spreading the message of Jesus. That is our only reason for existing now. There is nothing that's going to stop them from preaching in the name of Jesus. Whether it is in the right in the sight of God, they say, for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about what we have seen and heard. Like trying to put a lid on a bomb to prevent the apostles from preaching the name of Jesus. That is all they are going to do for the rest of their life. Their whole life is committed to that, preaching about the name of Jesus. So we want to have a little bit of that spirit of being impelled to preach the name of Jesus by our lives, by our words, by our example, to spread the name of Jesus. That should be our whole purposeful living. Spread the gospel, spread the name of Jesus in the different ways we are called to, in the different states of our life. To do it, where in a sense impelled, that there's nothing going to stop me or you from preaching the name of Jesus because of our immense love for Jesus, but also for our love for our brothers and sisters who can only be saved except in the name of Jesus.